Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I looked on the chair. Looked on the table. I tried to find the key to 50 million bagels. Call me the seeker.
Remember, each week, Coach Q spends hours going over the Who catalog and picks the Who song he wants to hear. Crank this up again. Well, we are blessed to have the best hockey team in the National Hockey League and the best coach in all of hockey. Coach Q joins us now. And your week off wraps up. Did you do anything or did you stay in town?
Went to Colorado. Had a couple of days up in the hills there. It was beautiful up there.
You're turning into quite the skier.
Well, you know, don't go fast and don't go adventurous. Kind of like, call it blue corduroy. You know, we go in the blues and groomed hills and kind of go slow.
I know nothing about skiing. I know there's a bunny slope and a black diamond. Where are you in between those two?
I'm above the bunny and a little below the black. So we like blue.
And yeah. Your kids, are they big skiers?
Yeah, they all like to ski. Yeah, it's
you got one daredevil who goes black diamond on you.
I don't go though. They can go. I don't. Just take another course. See you in the bottom.
Yeah, don't break anything. I'll see you at the bottom of the hill. I'll buy the beverages. That seems to be the way for you to go. So, is this week off a good thing, a bad thing, or it doesn't matter? It is what it is.
It's tough to say. I know it's new for everybody. I think teams that have come out of this break have had a trouble that first game with a little bit of hasn't been as effective as maybe they would like to. But I think there's a lot of goodwill down the line that you can take advantage of. And I think that everybody, you know, will be coming in here shortly here. Everybody will be kind of in a good mood. I think a lot of the guys went warm and enjoyed themselves, I'm sure, and come back refreshed and re-energized. I know we had a nice little run going into it, and hopefully we can recapture that quickly here tomorrow night.
Well, we were talking a little bit about this the other day, and one of the suggestions that's been out there is that coming off the break, teams should be allowed to kind of ease back into it. The way the schedule works, and I know it is what it is, but you come right back with back-to-back games and four out of six, four games in six nights. Would you prefer, if they look at this down the road, maybe a year or two down, that maybe you come back, you get one game, and then you get a couple of days and another game, and instead of coming out with back-to-backs?
Tough to forecast that. I know that you're going to have stretches every season where you're going to look at it and you're going to say, okay, wow, we got 6 and 9, or we've got 8 and 12, 13 games, and it's 8 and 13 days. And you're going to have a real condensed part of your schedule. I mean, this is all new to everybody. Tough to forecast that. I guess maybe you can look back at it, and each team could maybe say what their preference would be. But if you're going to tighten up the season and play it in a less condensed schedule there, it's going to be tough to even have open dates like that as you're going along. So it's almost like you're playing one game in 10 days or one game in 9 days. It's a, I don't know if that's what they're looking for either. So it's something that, I think they can look back at and maybe get a little bit more of an educated guess at the end of the year when you look back at how everybody handled it.
And bottom line, if you win tomorrow and you win Sunday against Buffalo, then schedule worked out fine.
Will be no complaints. There's no complaints anyways from our team. I think that one of the reasons why this came in, I think, is because the top guys, they don't get the All-Star breaks off. They don't get the Olympic breaks off. They don't get the World Cup off, and they're constantly being asked to play, and we have a lot of guys that fill that category, and I think that these guys get in a way where they're, they don't have any hockey on their minds for a few days. I think that's healthy for them, and hopefully they take advantage of it.
Edmonton's got one of the great young guns in the game. You've been coaching great young guns the entire time you've been in Chicago. Some of them getting a little old in the tooth. Some of the guys in the Blackhawks are almost 30. Oh, please, put them in a home. But you look at Edmonton, and nice turnaround on this team, and they're going to look like they owe you one tomorrow night, aren't they?
I think they're not going to be happy. We went in there unhappy the last time from what happened earlier in the year in there, and it was their first game out of the break too. And you know, they've come back with a couple nice wins, and I would expect them to be hungry and eager tomorrow. And Connor McDavid is a special player. He's fun to watch. He's got some unbelievable speed and quickness to him, and so he'll keep us busy tomorrow night. I'm sure they'll be ready for the start of the game, and hopefully we're ready to go, and we can recapture right away what how we left it off at.
How do you guys measure speed with your points guys, your wingers? Is it first step speed, or is it just as fast as you can go from one end to the other?
Well, I think quickness and speed in hockey is like your first one, two, three strides. And,
right.
And guys that you get some separation right there, you're going to be first to pucks. And once they some guys have that, once they're in motion and they have speed and they go from there, they take it to another level. He has different gears, and how quickly he gets to the top end of them is second to none in the game. And you know, as a young guy, you know, he's only going to get stronger and more explosive and dangerous from there. So he's got a great career ahead of him. It'd be fun to watch. I'm sure people in Edmonton are loving where they're at right now. But big progress from last year to this year with that team.
Any goalie news? I assume it's Crow?
No news is good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like that. Yeah. Less you have to think about those goalies, the better.
Well, it's... you look around the teams that have had ordinary stretches and tough stretches, and a lot of it, the goalies were okay, but they weren't great. And you'll see teams that all of a sudden their goalies are playing well. They've gone on some great runs this year, and there's been a number of teams this year that had significant winning streaks. You know, you can look at Columbus, you look at Philly, you know, and I think the common theme there is the goalie got on a roll, and, you know, the team responded the right way.
And you got a little healthier on the blue line with Roosevelt back?
Rosie's back, and, you know, we'll see how he does today in practice. And I thought our defense had a great trip, and I thought across the board we had a lot of balance in our team game. But, you know, we got a full complement of players now, and it'll be nice to see having some decisions to make game in, game out, who's playing and with who. And but we like the consistency that we started to pick up here in the last little while.
And, of course, the most important question we could ask you, Coach, this week is, have you seen any of the episodes of Soup and a Sandwich?
No, I've not.
Oh.
No.
I assume you're waiting just so you can binge them all after the season? That's probably the goal, right?
I mean, please. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
For sure.
Coach Q, getting ready to go to practice and get them ready for tomorrow night. We'll see you out there, Coach.
All right.
Thanks.
All right,
Thanks.
Thank you.
Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters.